This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it. That look like they're training for the Kentucky Derby. As if they were in the Daytona 500.
What? Taylor Swift?
Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot.
All right, here we go. It's time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we go down, Jones, to the great state of Pennsylvania. Delco. Delaware County.
Delco.
Delco. They got some accents down, Delco.
I'm not familiar with that term.
Well,
okay.
You are about to be very familiar with Delco.
Okay.
As this story has picked up a lot of steam here recently. So let's dive in.
Now to this, a bizarre and nasty road rage incident caught on camera is also catching the eyes of police and social media users.
That's right. The police, people on Instagram, and everybody in between are all over this massive story.
Okay, road rage.
Road rage. Nasty road rage.
Okay, so like,
want to take a stab?
I mean, you know.
Could be anything.
Tire iron smashing out the windshield. Something like
tire
that.
An
oldie but a goodie.
Could be a tire iron.
Yeah, road
rage.
Got a
tire iron out there.
Yeah.
Fired up.
Yep.
Could be. Could
yep.
be.
Yep. We'll see.
A Delaware County woman is facing multiple charges after she is seen defecating on a car hood.
Nasty. Nasty.
If you want to bring in
road rage to the
Will
next
Campbell
level
on that one. Yeah, no, that's
there's road rage, then there's this.
Yeah, I personally don't like to defecate while angry.
Yeah.
And so I you might strain
smart
something.
No, yeah, that's yeah. good. That's a good life
yeah,
lesson
yeah,
right
yeah.
there.
It's like you never go to, yeah, as a couple, you never go to bed angry, Keith. I
sure.
also personally like to never defecate angry.
That's smart.
Yeah.
This lady went the other way.
Pop a blood vessel in your eye.
This lady
like
went
that.
The other way.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't know, who knows if she had one ready to go or not, but she was able to.
I'm gonna say probably she
must
did. Yeah.
She's like, should I fight this person? No.
No.
No. Next level. Like, what the hell?
This was all after an apparent dispute with the driver. NBC 10's Lily Zhang was in Prospect Park as the suspect was taken into custody.
Poor Lily Zhang.
The police chief for Prospect Park says he has seen some road rage cases during his career. Somebody cuts someone off, then the drivers might get into a heated exchange.
Uh-huh. You know, road rage.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever,
yeah.
if you're familiar with the term road rage. You're driving on a car, somebody does it, and then you're
yeah.
upset about it.
She didn't cut someone off.
No.
She pinched one off is what she did.
Lily, you missed
a great. That's how you write that.
That's true.
They got heated. No. She left a heater on the windshield. I could write these.
You could.
Yeah, I could write.
She's choosing to go more professional,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Well.
She's missing out on a few opportunities.
There's a lot of good material there.
Then they typically drive away. But in this case on Tuesday, there was a little more to that. And the incident was captured on video by a bystander.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. Immediately uploaded it to the internet. This person is now famous.
That video shared thousands of times on Instagram.
I'm sorry. That's a car? Is that a car horn?
Yeah, that might be a car
horn.
So
is she holding up traffic doing this?
Well, so we do have the video. If you're watching on Twitch and Instagram. Now, this video is actually from the news station. So they do blur out all of the real graphic parts. Sorry to be the party pooper. But, yeah, there's a, the video does
yeah, I thought this was America.
Exist
wow.
out there.
Okay,
yeah, sorry.
Good.
We had censored a little bit.
Good,
we're trying
good.
To stay on Twitch.
But she, oh, yeah, so she just marches right over there and just.
They
yeah.
should have at least had a sense of humor and done like a poop emoji instead of just a gray circle.
I agree.
Was another missed opportunity. What are they doing?
They're
though?
Falling apart.
Seriously.
You're given a story like this and you just fumble it.
Yeah.
That video, shared thousands of times on Instagram, shows a woman identified Thursday as Christina Salometto walking to another woman's car. The 44-year-old sits on the hood. We're not showing the most graphic part of the video, including when she appeared to defecate on the car.
Boom!
Come on!
Boo.
Thought this was America.
Is that America?
Now, let me tell you, Keith, yeah. Somebody on the text line says they have seen the video.
Good for them.
And they're... pretty sure she had a stomach bug.
She had whatever Porzingis has.
I know it's being joked about a lot. I know there's all kinds of puns, innuendo, and,
yeah, Joe.
And
yeah.
humor online about
sorry.
This.
Yeah, come on, Joe. You got me. Sorry.
Bro, bottom line yeah. is we are treating it seriously.
This is serious.
Nope.
This is the sheriff.
Yeah.
He's obviously very serious
yeah,
about
yeah.
this. This is the most serious.
It can't happen in this community. No town wants this to happen in their town.
Not down here in Delco. Can't have it in Delco.
Prospect Park Police Chief David Madonna says it happened by 4th and Madison. Like most people in this neighborhood, police say they, too, found out about the incident through social media.
Social media is everywhere.
Yeah.
People are finding out about this story.
This is what it's for.
Now, if you were an observer of this,
mm-hmm.
is your first instinct, let me film this? I'm not that person.
For my own personal collection.
I don't think I've ever filmed a, like...
anything?
Something like that. Well, no, trust me, I've filmed stuff. No. I mean, like, I don't think I've ever filmed, like, strangers. Like, I've never been at, like, a store and seen a dispute, and I'm like, whoop!
Let me get, yeah.
Hello.
World hey, Star!
I've never World Starred anything.
Oh, man, you got a World Star, man.
World Star still a thing?
Maybe I should.
Good question, I don't know.
Maybe, I'm not saying I yeah. shouldn't, but I'm just saying my first instinct wouldn't be this, but... that whoever did this, hopefully they're swimming in riches right now.
I didn't think it was real at first.
We thought it was fake news.
It was hilarious in the same sense. Like
that guy gets it.
It was hilarious yeah, in the same
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
To be able to poop on a car like that was impressive, but it was disgusting at the same sense.
Crazy.
Where do you think...
It was impressive and disgusting. It can be both. It can be both.
Twitch chat is saying she really... no stage fright from this lady.
No. She impressive.
Was, yeah.
On a mission. You think premeditated?
Maybe, perhaps.
I just think when you got to go.
You do have to go.
Yeah, but really wouldn't stop you. Stage fight fright might factor in a little bit, and that's in the middle of traffic.
You're angry enough.
It's true.
That's a good point. You're seeing red.
Now, I know normally you like to point towards an inside job.
Brown.
Any chance?
Inside job?
Can't be. This we have to maybe rule that out.
Yeah, well.
Related to the porch pooper?
People love their clout.
Right. We had the porch pooper,
yep.
And then we famously years ago had the Portland pooper.
Yeah, still on the lam.
On the lam. You know what they're calling this lady? They know who this lady is.
On
she's
the
been
loose.
Arrested.
Yeah, no, they've found her again
on the loose. Right.
Copious amounts of DNA.
This is the Delco pooper
video. Yes, the Delco. Is that what they're calling her?
Yeah, they are calling her the Delco pooper.
I'd go Delco crapper is what I
yeah.
would go.
And she's smiling in her mugshot.
The mugshot I have seen.
Yeah she's smiling.
But it is.
Yeah.
It is an all time mugshot.
Could be just relief from letting it go.
True.
She had to go.
Christina, do you have a comment?
Salometto was brought to the Prospect Park Police Department Thursday in handcuffs, offering no remarks. She faces a number of charges, including indecent exposure and depositing waste on a highway.
Right.
Didn't Dave Honestly, Matthews Band have that issue?
Yeah, sometimes yeah, you get like...
I think so, right? Yes. Their bus?
Yeah. Sometimes you get like trumped up charges. Like sometimes you're like overcharged. This
no,
feels like
this,
an undercharge.
This seems a. Oh yeah, maybe even this, under. Not
well,
enough.
What, how did they describe it again?
Dumping waste. I think it was.
Hold what on. Was it?
Exposure and depositing waste on
yeah.
a highway.
Yeah, that's Rick, like when I'm doing job interviews. That's what I say. Well, you know, one time I did get in a little trouble for depositing waste.
Like is that littering?
Yeah, would you
no,
litter?
Not quite.
Kinda.
Yeah, it is.
You're
is
right. Yeah, basically
littering.
Exactly.
Littering and
the recognition a town gets over this kind of thing, it's really unwelcome. We don't want this.
Chief Madonna says with any road rage incident, there's always a level of frustration, but never a need for it to escalate.
There's anger. People are in a hurry to get everywhere. Things are certainly tumultuous in our country, to say the least.
Oh, this guy's trying to make it a bigger deal than it is.
Did you say Chief Madonna?
Yeah. Madonna. Yeah.
Chief Madonna.
Yeah.
Chief Madonna. multiple texts saying it should be the Delco dumper.
Which Ooh, is Delco a great Dumper. Call. I like Delco Crapper, but Delco Dumper, better
They're
call.
They're calling it Delco Pooper.
Yeah.
Well, no alliteration.
Doesn't work.
Nothing.
No.
There's a lot of anger out there.
Buddy, maybe, I mean, he's taking stuff from home, I think, bringing it to the job. So let's focus on this one crazy story. We don't need to bring it. This isn't like a metaphor for what's going on in the country.
A larger issue in the world. No.
He's like, you see the tariffs on movies now? You're like, the heck? This isn't what this is about?
And sometimes this is how it presents itself.
Now, we spoke with the suspect's family a little earlier this evening. They did not agree to an on-camera interview, but they claim that there is more to the story than just the video that's being shared. I am told that they are working on getting an attorney. Reporting in Prospect Park, Lili Zhang, NBC 10 News.
How much more? And be specific to this story.
Poor Lili.
No, Mom, seriously.
I'm a big break today.
I agree.
I went to the University of Pennsylvania Broadcasting School.
I agree.
And this is where it takes me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the big story.
Yeah, Delco Dumper. You're right. Credit to the text line. You're right, Keith.
There's also a quote from this lady. So on this story, she didn't say anything. They had her marching into the police station. And then she said, this is a quote from the Delco Pooper.
Yeah, Dumper.
I wanted to punch her in the face, but I pooped on her car instead and went home.
Yeah, anger management.
That's it.
I think that's a good coping mechanism is what I think it is.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, how about this? Text line's rolling in right now, Keith.
Yeah,
Pennsylvania Pooper.
Not bad.
The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left.
How about not the porch pooper, the Porsche pooper?
Porsche pooper.
The now infamous porch pooper.
It's a vehicle.
Not bad.
The Delco Deucer?
Okay. Yep.
I think you're going to like the one from Fuzz and Revere.
Dog poop, cat poop, horse poop.
I think you're going to like the submission from Fuzz and Revere personally.
All right, Fuzz, what do you got?
The Delco Dookie Deaconess.
Oh, my God. And I started crying. I'm like, I'm covered in poo.
I like it. I like it.
Because poop is funny.
It is. I've said this many times. The biggest lie my parents ever told me. Was that someday I'm going to outgrow poop and fart jokes.
Because no, I don't
just,
think you do.
That was just, talk about lying right to a child's face.
It's either in, you either have it or you don't. I don't think you outgrow it.
Someday you're not going to find that funny anymore.
Poopocalypse.
Will always be funny that and when other dudes get hit below the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Forever funny.
I don't know. Football to the groin is football to the groin.
Right in the nards.
Poop-tastrophe.
It's a home run every time.
Jackson Pollock poop painting.
Give me Wiggy. You got Wiggy again? Give me that one more time. That was a winner. I'm not sure.
You hadn't heard that one before?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I think I lost it.
That's the Delco. That's what the Delco Dumper said.
So the sad reality.
Dog poop, cat poop, horse poop.
Peek behind the curtain. I have my little sound thing over here.
Yeah.
And then so my folder, then I just search poop.
Yeah.
Way too many.
It's like searching for a grab bag.
There's a million of it here.
Does it outnumber Forrest Gump grab bags?
Ooh.
I think it actually might.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never in my entire life felt more dehumanized. I felt like an animal.
That one doesn't even get into it. That was a guy that was on a plane.
We get the context there. Yeah, we get it.
What about porch poopers?
Porsche.
Targeted by a porch pooper.
Again, Porsche. So that's the madness. Kiefer Madness.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keith. Very highbrow.